Supportland, the land of promotional messages that help support our repairmen. Here you go.
So I had a look in my wardrobe the other day and realised that I don't own that much that isn't burned or stained or torn. And while I do fix everything that I can, I figured it's also probably time for some new clothes. And then I thought, why not buy something that directly supports me? Turns out, if you head to battlebird.productions/merch, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, pretty much anything the modern repair person might need. There are some with a yellow sub on them, some with Automnicon's logo on, of course, and even a shirt from something called Haraldson Computer's Deadly Robot Animal Sanctuary, which I'm very curious about. So, support us and look good doing it. Go to battlebird.productions/merch, or check the link attached to this message. Thanks.
Thank you for coming. Coming in soon. Bye-bye.
Microbytes, a Wii Fixed Space Junk miniseries. Episode 8, Haraldson's New Best Friend.
Haraldson?
Yes?
Are you training the robot scorpion?
Maybe.
Thing about scorpions, Haraldson, the reason I like them, the reason I identify with them, is that they're cool. They're lone wolves, living out in the desert, stinging anything that gets too close to them. They can't be trained.
And they give birth to live young, just like you did.
I mean,
And they take part in an elaborate dance ritual before mating, just like...
Okay, stop it with the scorpion facts, all right? Bruce, way to ruin scorpions for me.
But just look at him. Look at his big blue eyes.
They freak me out.
Oh, I didn't realise that. You know, I got him for you to say sorry after I, you know, injected all the scorpions onto that desert planet.
I know, I'm just not good with robots.
Well, maybe he can, you know, help you learn. Oh, go on. He likes it when you scratch him behind his cephalothorax.
Like... that?
Yes, just like... No, not too hard! There we go.
Is he sensitive?
Yes, and, well, you know, extremely dangerous. But, you know, only a little bit extremely dangerous.
How dangerous are we talking?
I mean, well, he's no danger at all, really, to me.
Haraldson.
Don't touch his tail.
What was its original purpose when you bought him?
Well, he was labelled... Battle Assassin Scorpion 3500.
Right.
For taking enemies down, left, right and centre, they don't get to know what hit them with deadly poison that kills in minutes and... Oh, right, yes, I think I can see what you're worried about there.
Is there any way to make him not poisonous?
Well, technically he's venomous rather than poisonous.
Haraldson, but... make the robot not kill me.
I mean, you do have to reload the poison, so I guess... All we have to do is not reload the poison.
All right, yeah, that works, I guess. How much poison does he have?
Ah, here we go. Your Battle Assassin Scorpion 3500 comes equipped with enough venom for 3,500 killing strikes, just as the name suggests.
I guess not, then.
I have an idea.
Do you...
Why don't we just wrap the stinger in gaffer tape?
Haraldson! Who's this? Hello, you're through to Haraldson Computer's Deadly Robot Animal Sanctuary. How can I help you?
What? What are you talking about?
Dax?
Yes?
Are you alright?
Not really, no.
What's happened?
So, Kilner and Samantha got called into headquarters.
Ms. Lamb?
Yes. And they never came back. And I was running trackers on them like usual, but I lost them. They aren't on the planet anymore.
So they're...
No, they're alive, but I can't find them.
We're on our way.
In the final episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Jolt was played by Hedley Knights, Haroldson was played by James Carney, and Dax was played by Jack Carmichael. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. Season 2.5 was created with the frankly wonderful support we've received from our patrons. We want to thank everyone who's helped out with Space Junk so far. Whether you've donated on Ko-fi, PayPal or Patreon, bought merch, joined our Discord, or told a friend about us. We love making Space Junk, and we're so glad you love it too. If you want to support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi or PayPal, or buy We Fix Space Junk merch, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes. We Fix Space Junk will return with Season 3 in 2020.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.